In the Old Testament, we see that among the people of Israel, there were three key roles or callings that people fulfilled to help keep them connected to the Lord. There was the priest, who taught them the law and facilitated their offering of sacrifices in the temple. There was the king, who led them and organized their society in right and just ways, faithful to the Lord. And there was the prophet, who spoke for the Lord and constantly called them back to faithfulness to their covenant with him. Now we see at times some individuals who exercised two of these roles, but our Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled all three perfectly, exercising the triple office, or what is sometimes called the triple munera, of prophet, priest, and king. And because he does, so do we, sharing in his triple office through our baptism into him. The Catechism tells us that the whole people of God participates in these three offices of Christ and bears the responsibilities for mission and service that flow from them. Our scripture readings today invite us to focus in on the office of prophet. What was the role of the Old Testament prophet? How did Christ fulfill this role? And what does it mean for us to share in his office of prophet today? One description of an Old Testament prophet is that he, sometimes she, was a spokesperson for God about the present. The first thing we need to know about a prophet is that he had a very close relationship with God. God had called him personally, and the story of that call became a key part of a prophet's credibility. Indeed, our first reading today is part of Ezekiel's call story. This meant that a prophet was a witness. Then, on an ongoing basis, the prophet would listen to what God communicated to him and would then, in turn, speak it to the people to whom God sent him, usually the prophet's own people. This made the prophet a preacher. And what the prophet spoke about was mostly the present. When the prophet would speak about the future or about the past, it was largely to persuade his listeners to change their actions right now. How was our Lord Jesus Christ a prophet? That he was a prophet was much more clear to the people around him than his roles as priest or king. Clearly, as true God himself, and as Son of the Father, he had a closer relationship to the Father than anyone. Throughout the Gospels, we see him regularly going off by himself to pray to the Father. And he said that he spoke what the Father told him. And he certainly did speak about the present day events of his time, as well as about the personal situations and needs in people's hearts and lives right in front of him. He called all to repentance, to change their ways, and to return to a right relationship with God. And we see in today's gospel reading, and in so many other gospel passages, that his words had power and authority, so that they astonished those who had known him during his earlier, more hidden life. When we are baptized into Christ, one effect is that we are made to share or participate in his office of prophet. What does that mean for us? How do we carry it out? The Catechism sums it up succinctly when it says that we share in Christ's prophetic office when we unfailingly adhere to the faith once for all delivered to the saints, when we deepen our understanding, and when we become Christ's witnesses in the midst of the world. Does that describe you? Are you living out your share in Christ's office of prophet? We heard in that quote from the Catechism that we are to adhere, to deepen, and to bear witness. First, we are to adhere. A prophet was nothing without his relationship to God and his own hearing of God's word. So too, our first essential step is receiving the truth that God has revealed to us, to hear it, to believe it, to hear and believe the scriptures, to hear and believe all that the church faithfully teaches, not to reject it like the rebellious and obstinate listeners described in the first reading, but to receive it and adhere to it. Secondly, we then need to deepen our understanding. We need to go beyond a kindergarten understanding of our Catholic faith, or even an eighth grade understanding, if we are to be able to fully live it out and communicate it in the midst of our world today. We need to turn regularly to official church teaching, especially by the Pope and the bishops. Perhaps we do so through attending a class, perhaps through reading on our own. All of this to deepen our grasp and understanding of what we have already adhered to. Third, we need to become Christ's witnesses in the midst of this world. This is where we communicate to others what we have learned, when we act as spokespersons and ambassadors for God. The Second Vatican Council told us that we bear witness by a living testimony, that is, our actions, as well as by the spoken word, and that this takes on a special force in that it is carried out in the ordinary surroundings of the world. The word that our world most needs to hear is often the word it most firmly rejects. And so living out the office of prophet is never easy, nor is it guaranteed success. Like the prophet Ezekiel, we may encounter resistance and rejection. Like our Lord Jesus, astonishment and offense. Like St. Paul, insults, hardships, persecutions, and constraints. And yet, the prophetic word we carry is a word of life and blessing, if it is received. As St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "We are the aroma of Christ to God, among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one, a fragrance from death to death, to the other, a fragrance from life to life." May we be faithful in sharing in Christ's office of prophet, adhering to the faith, deepening our understanding of it, and living as Christ's witnesses in the midst of this world. And whether our world should heed or resist, may they know that a prophet has been among them.